Gary Owen is at home in Cincinnati on his way to Toledo, where he plays at the Funny Bone this weekend. What up, Gary?
I know, man. The Bengals are playing the Browns tonight.
God. That's the most important thing, apparently.
Oh, that's big. That's huge.
I know, but I got to go to Toledo. And I do like the city of Toledo, but, you know, especially in Ohio, Cincinnati's rebuilt their downtown. Cleveland has rebuilt their downtown. Columbus. Toledo looks like they were building it, and everybody just quit. It's like, screw it. Go to Detroit.
Wow.
Done with this city. Their downtown is really depressing.
Hey, Gary, Cleveland, man, the Cavaliers, they can't seem to get it together. But it's early, right?
It's, well, anytime you bring a bunch of guys together, and this is any NBA team, it's never the first year. Remember LeBron came to the Heat the first year? They started off like 8-10, and everybody was panicking. And then they didn't win the NBA title. When Shaq went to Miami his first year, they didn't win the NBA title. So it's never your first year. It's year two where you got – because right now they got to all play their roles. They don't – you know, nobody knows what the role is right now, you know. But other than that, they'll be all right. They'll be all right. They'll pull it together.
So much expectation and so many disappointments in the city of Cleveland. I just feel so bad for them.
They're going to be okay, though. LeBron is not going to let them lose. He might have to get selfish. He's not going to let them lose too long. You know what I mean? They'll be all right. They'll be all right.
All right. All right.
It's still early.
But what about the Lakers? They haven't won a game.
Yeah, they're done. Lakers are done, though. Yeah, that's a whole different ballgame right there. They haven't been the same since Adam Morrison left. People underestimate terrible white guys on the basketball team because it builds – let me tell you what it does. In practice, it builds the brother's confidence. And if you're going against Kobe every day in practice, you're like, God, I'm terrible. Go against Adam Morrison, you're like, I'm balling. You get in the game, you got all that confidence. You know
Adam
what I mean?
Morris. I don't even know who Adam Morrison is.
Me either.
Hey, my point exactly. My point exactly, Tom. He's not the league anymore. He's probably coaching like St. Xavier in Portland, Oregon right now. He's probably a girls coach. Eighth grade girls coach. Which, hey, let me say this. My high school is in the state playoffs this year. They're called Talawanda. This is only the third time in the history of the high school they've made the state playoffs, and they got a tailback that we've had probably four black tailbacks in the history of my high school, and they're the four all-time leading rushers of my high school. I don't know what that is, but I'm so excited my high school's in the state playoffs. That had nothing to do with anything, but I am excited they're in there, and I'm really happy we have a black tailback. I'm really happy about that.
Well, most of us are glad to get a good black tail.
Oh, who's your team, Phil? The Cowboys?
No.
The Chicago Bears.
It's even worse.
The Chicago Bears.
Oh, okay. Let's move on. Let's change the subject.
Okay.
I felt the energy dip in the room. Man. The Bears?
They haven't been the same since they cut Michael Sam's.
The Cowboys have not been the same.
You know they haven't won a game since they cut Michael Sam's?
I didn't realize that.
I know.
And I bet you the locker room isn't as fresh either. Because one thing you say about gay guys, they don't stink. Never been the best smelling men on the planet. So I know Michael Sam at his locker April Fresh.
Thanksgiving's coming up. Potato pie or pumpkin pie? Here we go. The big question of the day.
Uh-oh.
Sweet potato pie or pumpkin pie?
I take a piece of both. Why choose? Because it's Thanksgiving. Be greedy. I'm going to eat both. Well, when we go to my side, here's the thing. We have the advantage. When we go to my side, obviously, it's pumpkin. We go to my wife's side, it's sweet potato. So I have the joy of eating both pies. And so, you know, I'm going to take both.
Because that's the time to be greedy.
Yeah, especially in my family, you know. I eat both.
Well, good luck to the Bengals. Man.
Oh, man. Got to win tonight.
Don't, Tom. You've done enough already.
I have nothing to do with the Bengals.
You've done enough already. Sorry, Coach Lewis.
Sorry, Coach Lewis.